Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
Chrome, that's what I think.
Something, because this is ridiculous. because, you know, we talk a lot about SNL, and I had an awesome costume showed to me earlier, and I'll be damned if I can't find it now, because, I mean, once I had restart Chrome, I lost everything, so I'm, like, rushing to pull stuff back up now.
Oh, fun.
So big fun. All right.
So, wait a minute. Look, I don't even know where my stuff is. How about that? Hello there, guest 11551.
If you make an account, Senor or Mrs. Guest, you can actually join us in the chat room. And it'd be awesome. Yeah, I can't pull off the accent like Corey can. I just can't. You know, as much as I talk to British people, you'd think I could, but no.
I've been practicing for many years. See, this is one of the joys of being an only child. I have nothing to do all day. You know, I have nobody saying, you know, they stole my dollies and things like that. So I can perfect my British accents. I still can't do Scottish accents to this day. I try.
I can't
do this.
I can do a Southern accent. Hey. We had
a Scottish person on the staff of Game and Matrix for many, many moons, and I could never imitate him, sadly. He thought it was hilarious.
I'm thinking that one of the people that I've been talking to is Scottish.
The keywords?
I'm sorry?
You have to learn the Scottish keywords.
Are there keywords? All right.
Yeah.
Because I know he talks different than the actual Brit person that I speak with. So
you about to talk yourself into a whole lot of trouble. I'm just going to back away with my hands in the air.
It's 3 a.m. over there. I'm good.
Yeah, but you guys, who is up at 3 a.m. and listening to GGR in the UK, I don't know why some of you were up.
I'm not like that.
I'm on my own beeswax. You know what, Firefox, I don't know why I'm dealing with you, because I broke up with you a long time ago. You need to get off my screen, Firefox. We need to stop.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm about to possibly go back to Firefox.
I'm about
to. Me and Chrome are. Me and Chrome are about to break up, man. It's about to go down to me and Chrome. I don't know what's going on with Chrome recently, but this whole, you know, such and such has crashed or such and such has stopped working.
And
why?
You whore.
Oh, get your ass back out there on that corner.
Oh my God. And that makes the quotables for the night. Ginger.
I know. She worries about things I say when I'm not sober. It's the things I say when I am sober.
Yes. I must agree with you there. Okay, so Frankie is still stuck in her activation loop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've been it's been a busy day. I haven't had time to actually do it. To her. So I have none of the cute little geeky things I had to share. But you know how we roll here? Sometimes we just have to do it on the fly because that's how fashion.
That is fine. We will totally, totally do it on the fly. Do it on the fly. On the fly. I know. So y'all are going to see me opening up windows as I think of things because I had like 20-something windows open and I lost them all. And I'm not happy about this. Not happy about this at all. I'm very, 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 very upset. And, yeah. All right.
Talk radios don't kick us off.
No, don't kick us off. Don't kick us off. All right, so first thing I have to...
Wait, we have to announce what month it is first because, you know...
Yes! Oh, my bad. Hey, by the way, y'all are listening to Pixanista, and it is me, Ginger, and Corey tonight. It is...
No, there we're not really sure.
I think she was ate by a sloth or something.
She was ate by the sloth.
I'm so sorry. Snow, come back. Come back. We miss you, Snow. Seriously, I need you. You know, I got to, like, recharge my brain.
You know what I say? Beware the yellow snow.
Yeah, always beware the yellow snow. But you know, snow is awesome. We love our snow. So, Miss Snow, if you're being eaten by the sloth, get it off.
You say get off or get it off?
I said get it off, but now that I said that, I'm thinking I shouldn't have said that.
Wow. All
right.
Okay, we need to talk about, what do we call it, Geekoween? Geekoween?
Geekoween, Geekoween, yes. I love me some Geekoween, yes.
So much delicious things going on in Geek Halloween. You know what? I just need to take a vacation from... something.
Geekoween is amazing. You know, Geekoween, because I love Halloween, and Corey loves Halloween. We all love Halloween here, so we're going to celebrate all month long. So all of our Pixanistas, I think, don't quote me, are going to be based around Halloween and All Hallows Eve and all things to go bump in the night and give you candy and are great. So.
I'm not all there. I always like to say hi to my neighbor who has a giant cat in their yard. That's all.
All right. Neighbor who has a giant cat in your yard. I would say
hello to her. But there is a giant cat in her yard. It's a blow-up cat.
Oh, it's a blow-up cat. Oh. So it's one of the big black cat blow-up things?
Yes. And it's scared Baby Natrix and I when we turn the corner because, you know, though we love our kitty, we are afraid of her. Kit Natrix wreaks terror in the hearts of people in the house.
This is true.
Terrorizes us. I'm serious.
She's pretty vicious.
That's exactly what she does. She does the Puss in Boots eyes, and that's how she gets people that come to visit. She's under the table, and they look down, and she's got the big eyes, and the music kicks in, and as soon as they reach down to touch her, she swats them. Bam!
See, my aunt doesn't do that. Unless you're the dog or the other cat, then... she might, like, nibble on your toes, but beyond that, she doesn't really swat at you too much. Mm. She might do the whole, on the back feet, she hops at you with her arms in the air.
Kit Natrix does not play around, okay?
I wish I'd taken a video earlier. We were running the battery down for my Skoomba, which is the mop version of the Roomba, and it's doing this whole little... Runs for a second and jerks to a stop. Runs for a second and jerks to a stop. The battery's almost completely dead. And she's over there, like, prowling at it, like, swatting at it every time it stops. But every time it, like, jerks completely to a stop, she, like, jumps a foot backwards. Like, backwards. Doesn't even change position. Her whole, like, paws are all still in the same position they were when she was up close to it. It's hilarious. So cute.
Adorable. Do you want Kit Natrix?
I would love to take Kit Natrix, but I already have 3 pets. 4 might be pushing my luck.
Let me try this again. You are taking Kit Natrix?
No.
She's going to open the door, and she's going to be sitting there with the Puss in Boots eyes. Of course, when you reach down to pick her up, she's going to swat you.
That's fine. I'll introduce her to the holy terror that I have, and they can, like, abuse the crap out of each other.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, we got to be good. All right, so I think they came here for some fashion, and I've got some.
You got some fashion. I'm manning the Pinterest for those of you who like our Pinterest. For some reason, some of you like our pins, which I don't get to do as often anymore, but getting there.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, got our pins, baby.
We have a board called Geekoween, so you can go right there when we're talking.
Aww, that's so cute. All right, so the first costume is this really awesome Wonka Nerds costume. I don't know if people are buying this from somewhere or if they're making it themselves. I've seen it in a lot of pictures. As you can see on the right of my screen, you can see a lot of people with it. It's the Wonka Nerds candy boxes.
We were talking about that last week.
We were, but I decided to bring it back up because, you know, not everybody listens every week.
True.
And, you know, I was rushing to pull stuff back up. So, Wonka Nerds, I think this is the cutest, most adorable idea for a couple's costume ever. I know a lot of y'all go with, like, the light sockets or, you know, whatever. You know, some sort of sexy innuendo costume, and that annoys me. Seriously, it's not like I don't know the child having sex. But I like the Wonka Nerds. It's so cute. This couple is not as cute as the... Oh, wait, there's the couple I was thinking of. This couple is the all-time most adorable Nerds costume ever. They've got the matching glasses, but she's got the pink tape. He's got the purple tape. They're doing the opposite pose. She's got the pink shirt, but he's got the pink box. He's got the purple shirt, but she's got the purple box. And then look at the socks. Oh, my God, the socks. She's got purple and pink, I think, striped socks. And
what
looks like he's got purple pants. No, he's got purple and black striped socks.
That is absolutely adorable.
That is, seriously, they win the most adorable nerd Halloween costume ever. That is just too cute. Way, way too cute. And you know what? This would be easy to make. Totally easy to make.
Well, if you are watching my Twitters, I have found some of the most adorable little costumes. And they're not necessarily geek. Well, they could be considered geeky because only geeks would think to pull together some of this stuff. It's gorgeous. I have to share this one with you.
Okay.
This is my favorite where I had to stifle my awe. Are you ready for this, Ginger?
I am ready for this.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm ready for this. Are you?
You know what? I haven't even given you the link, but here she comes. And I say she because she's adorable. You know what? I might ought to want to paste this all up in the Skype so that you can see. Peep it out. This is on Pinterest, actually.
Oops, 404 error.
What do you mean, 404 error?
The page you're looking for cannot... Oh, wait, hold on. Is that one too many thingies out there? Try this again. There we go. Yeah. Oh, my God. My uterus just... Oh.
Is she not the most adorable thing? Now, you could do a lot of different things if we bring it back to geekdom. Okay, she's Scarecrow, obviously. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you made her like one of the little girls from BioShock.
Yeah.
You don't have to make her quite so scary. I mean, and I'm sorry, I do think the little girl in BioShock is cute, even though she's scary. So much, Tool makes it always makes it better. But is she just adorable? I just want to eat her up.
So adorable.
I love it when you paint
your
noses.
Oh, my God. Yes, the little noses. And she's got a little bit of blusher or something on her cheeks. Oh, that is so cute. Where can I adopt her? Oh, my God.
I would. See, this is not good. I could not see this little girl. I'd be arrested because I would just pick her up and just start kissing her mother. Like,
I know. So cute. And I love the little sunflower in the front of her dress.
And it's very...
This dress probably didn't cost much to make.
You know what? It's not a dress. It's just tulle. You can buy these tutus in the store, and you just put it on her. See, if you look very closely, all her mom did was put a scarf and some curly ribbon in there. Look very closely. It's just around her neck, and she's a tiny, tiny little thing, and probably she found the hat somewhere. You paint her nose. Bless her. She's done. And the girls, the little girls love it. They run around. Of course, she's probably pulling up her dress the whole time. You know how they like to do that.
That's why I was wondering whether it wasn't attached to that scarf thing somehow to keep the front up, because that's what I'd be afraid of. Is it coming down?
It's probably one of those little you know those little hair things. They're not in style anymore, but I think a couple years ago it was the sunflower and the hair was in style, and it's a hair clip.
Probably. Oh, that is just so cute, though. Oh my God.
So you could do this. This could also be a Princess Peach costume with a mm-hmm. take off the hat, tiara, Princess Peach. You know. So see guys, it's all about geek. you make. You know what? I never dressed Baby Natrix up as anything geeky. I think her first one we went as a witch, and she was my cat.
Aw, let's see, that's cute.
Oh, she hated me.
Oh, wait. What's this one? I gotta see what this one is.
The Cookie Monster?
The Cookie Monster! Oh, my God. I'm not.
Cookie Monster. There's a whole page of those there. Curious George. Somebody's dressed up as Rainbow Bright. I like the Mummy. I like Cookie Monster, but not as much as I like the Scarecrow. Cookie Monster's cute, but the Scarecrow one is adorable. I like the Harley one. See the baby sitting on the sink with the beard? It's disturbing, but I like it.
Yes, that is hilarious. This guy, I don't remember what movie that's from.
Your page is doing crazy stuff. Wait till it catches up to you.
Okay,
tell me what. Oh, my God, he's from the Jack Black movie?
Yes, there we go. Oh, there we go.
Got your Anton Fisher next. Had your kids, had your wife. That's just
that's awesome. But I have to put this one next to it.
Oh,
and
Superman.
Batman. And Wonder Woman.
How adorable.
That. Those parents get an A+. Totally an A+.
That is full on geekdom right there.
That is awesome. Your dog is Batman. Your little kid is Superman. And your other dog is Wonder Woman.
Absolutely adorable.
That is awesome. I love that.
Did you see the Lego one?
I am looking.
It's up a little ways. It's next to our Jack Black guy. He's very small. He's next to the Raggedy Ann one. It's very, very small.
He's next to Raggedy Ann. Oh my God. Literally next to. Oh my God. Look at that.
That's a Lego.
Where did you get a Lego head?
And where did you get a kid that would wear that? Because you know they don't like stuff on their head.
That is Indiana Jones Lego.
Lego Indiana Jones. Adorable.
I have the game. I know what that is. Oh my God. And I think that's the Queen of Hearts from
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
I tried to make some Queen of Hearts shoes. It was not a pretty thing. I will never share those with you. Eva.
Oh, my God. This is like a Minecraft 8-bit or something.
Where?
I just pulled it up. Do you not see it on her face? And then she's got the shirt.
No.
So, you don't see it.
Oh, that is hot.
I know. At first I looked at it, and I was like, what is wrong with the picture? But it's not the picture. It's her makeup, and it's her shirt.
Okay, you got to pin that.
Do hit follow. I follow. Repin. There we go.
Pin so I can grab it. I want to pop it up on the Twitter.
Pin it to geekery.
Geekery? What happened to Twitter? What about our geekoween woman?
I don't know how to. You're going to teach me. I don't know how to pin it to your geekoween.
Ginger, bad ginger.
Oh, I know. And then another mommy and baby. This is Rainbow Bright, and I forget what this little guy's name is.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, and I was
psychic.
Yes.
That is. I would love to see it from the front.
They don't tend to like that when you do that stuff. Baby Natrix hated me that whole night. The kitten ears things. Oh, she liked them when she got older, but man, and I was trying to paint her nose, you know, to make her a little black cat, and I just remember, she started swiping at me like, stop. What are you doing?
Oh my God. Chia Pet dog costume.
Let me see. Okay, that's adorable. That's adorable. That is adorable.
That is amazing. I would never have thought about a chia pet for your dog.
Okay, you know what? I'm surprised you missed the pumpkins on that page we were just on, because you are the queen of making gorgeous pumpkins. If you all have not seen Ginger's pumpkins, you have to post those up again. Yeah, there's a pumpkin that's make a polka dotted pumpkin. You'd use a drill to drill into it. It's so pretty.
Yeah, like a light bright. I'm looking at it right now.
That's, yeah. That's a Ginger. Ginger makes gorgeous pumpkins. I'm so jealous.
I was at the store today, and I was going to pick up a pumpkin, and then they had them outside, so, like, I forgot to get them when I was checking out.
Yeah, was that one you did with the fairy door? I was jealous.
Yeah, I do that every year with the fairy door. That's a standard one. I have every year.
I want one with a fairy door because I can't do it. Ginger made one. That's her first year here. She sent me a picture of her little pumpkin with the fairy door, and she won't tell me how she did it.
I made a little door, and then I just cut a little hole, and I stuck it in. Ta-da!
It does not tell me anything. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, look at the turtle. I used some kind of, some kind of weird saw.
See, you said some kind of weird saw. That does not help me. You know my crafting does not usually involve saws. I do a lot of wire and yarn. And
you
things.
Know, I've seen these. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah. You know where you use yarn? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
The bottle of booze. That is so cute. I've seen these at like Christmas where people put potpourri in the bottles and then put lights inside the potpourri as well. And then you light it up and it makes the potpourri hot and it smells good. But this is inside a bottle of wine. So I'm going to assume they put a whole air in the
bottle. I collect bottles. I was like, what can I do with the bottle?
Well, there you go. You can make a bottle of booze. And you can get the little lights for, you know, a couple of dollars at the store.
Yeah, they're battery operated. Yes. I think
well,
I had for those already.
Like it plugs into the wall, so you can keep this.
Oh, it's a little lamp. Oh, they must have put a hole in the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If you put tape, you take a little nail, and yeah. And the bottle doesn't shatter.
Really? I've never tried that.
Well, it's supposed to help with glass. If you put the, like, a heavy tape, and then keeps the glass from cracking. It doesn't work all the time, but mind you. And that is not to be used for any thievery, you all.
and I've seen these. You take a glow stick on Halloween night. You can take a bunch of glow sticks, and you take these toilet paper rolls or some kind of cardboard rolls. You cut little shapes. And you hide them in your bushes with the glow stick inside.
That is so geeky and so cool.
Yes, so geeky and so cool. I love that. I love that. Seriously, I love Halloween. Love Halloween.
This is good use for those things instead of just throwing them away, recycling, making something fun. Girl, I would have those all over the bushes.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
She's
hilarious.
To scare kids. I live for scaring the children.
All right. Well, this one... I don't know if you can see it. Well, this one is awesome. I love the skeletons climbing the house and trying to get into the windows. Because we're geeks and we're always talking about the zombie apocalypse, I would change out the skeletons for the zombies that you can get at the stores.
Yes.
And that would be awesome. Of course, you know, somebody would freak out. Somebody would freak out. Oh, my God, you have somebody climbing your house. No.
Well, you know, I did scare some kids one year. We had red paint. I put over the windows and wrote "Beware Zombies." Oh man! And I forgot to erase it the next day, and it was all smeared. And you know, they were like, "What happened?"
Oh my God, that's cute. Oh, I like this one too. You take four pumpkins, and again with the holes.
See, that's
like
more my speed right there. I could do that.
That would be easy.
You and Blaster are the pumpkin nieces here. He gets really elaborate with his, you know, the whole eye shape and cutting stuff out, and then he'll send it to me, and he goes, what?
That's awesome. I'll have to send him pictures of the fairy house I make this time. You know, and I keep looking, oh, my God, that is the cutest idea ever for those itty-bitty pumpkins.
What?
All right, when it pulls up, they took some kind of red pins, the eyes, and there's the teeth.
Oh, my.
You can get those for like a dollar for like four or six of them at Walmart.
I have to make those for Baby Natrix.
That would be so easy to do.
Yes, I could do three of those by the time she gets something and leave them hidden in her room because she would go nuts.
Yeah, and I don't know if her school does the whole classroom thing where, you know, they give out stuff for Halloween and whatnot. This would be something.
You know there's some hoity-toity going on at her school. We will have to make a science lesson out of the pumpkins and why they might have teeth. Is it part of evolution? Evolution.
Evolution.
Evolution. I am loving the ideas here. Okay, I wonder what they're going to do for Christmas.
I don't know, but I cannot wait to see. Oh, my God.
Is that little boy dressed as Oscar the Grouch?
This boy is
Oscar the Grouch.
This one?
The little one coming out of the trash can. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. I missed that
You missed
one.
Him. You did. That's Mr. T.
Yeah. Oh, my God. yeah, that is Oscar the Grouch. Oh, my God. That is cute. That kid would get so tired of that costume so quick.
Yes, he would, but he's adorable. Oh, he's already tired. Look at the face.
Yeah, he's already like, get me out of this. Give me the candy and let's go. Oh, cute. All right, so we also, I'll come back to the pin interest because, you know, we can do this all night. There's so much cool stuff. I have.
What'd you find on SL?
On SL is one thing. Hold on. I was looking for, there we go. I was going to show this last week. Didn't get around to it. Halloween costumes, fashion fun. You can find your costume, I guess, on your Apple iPhone. Yay, it's on iTunes. Again, it's called Halloween Costumes, Fashion Fun. This one is for the adults, so it's going to have the adult version.
Ooh.
I'm looking for a price.
But you like the adult version.
Yes, yes, because apparently the sluttier the girls are Halloween, the happier you people are. Oh, is it a free download? It's not telling me. Anyways, so if you have an iPhone or an iPad, because it's designed for both, you can hunt out and rate Halloween costumes. Maybe find your new one for this year. And this one, really quick, is Halloween Costume Maker. It lets you mix and match over 40 different items to create 100 different spooky Halloween costumes. It's a little cartoon thing, so I'm guessing it's just like something to keep your little kids busy. Or maybe even you, because, you know, some of us actually get a kick out of this. I think it's adorable. It's 99 cents on the iTunes store.
So cute.
Right? It's just adorable. And, you know, I'm trying to show some of the pics without making the screen go completely wonky. But, you know, there's Dracula and there's Frankenstein. Yay! And I just put out those Frankie shoes in the store, so hopefully those will sell. Oh, hey, look, I'm a little devil. So, see, you get to do the head, you get to do the arms, the cape, or maybe that's the chest, legs, and something for your head, I'm going to assume.
No!
That is cute. So, 99 cents. You know, that keeps you busy and all this other fun stuff.
While you're at work where you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. We know.
All right, the best, since Corey brought it up, SL, Halloween. SL starts celebrating Halloween early. I actually was at a Halloween costume contest already earlier this evening inside SL.
Yeah, they were already doing it middle of September.
If I weren't trying to conserve all my linden and going to these contests trying to win extra so that I can build extra stuff, whatnot, I would totally have bought this costume. Foam Toasty Tart. More or less, it's a Pop-Tart. It is a mesh outfit. So it's going to bend with you, and it's going to wobble, and it's going to walk. It's got eight textures and one bonus hidden texture. Comes with a HUD.
Probably change what kind of Pop-Tart you are.
Yes, yes.
And this would also be kind of easy to recreate in real life. Of course, you can't change a Pop-Tart. Or you could. You just buy the covering. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I think you could do this with a comforter. That's what I see.
Yeah, totally, totally. I was thinking, you know, some kind of pole, that, you know, one over, like, your neck and then one that goes across your shins mm-hmm. to hold it in place, hold it in a square little shape. And, yeah, and then you just kind of fold the comforter over it and sew it in place and ta-da! Or pin it in place for the night.
Ta-da!
You are a Pop-Tart. This is so cute, and I love that idea. Just love that idea. I think it's adorable. How much was it? It's only $150, which really for SL standards is not bad. And you get, what, 8 costumes out of this, more or less?
Yeah.
This is one of those things you're only going to wear once or twice ever in your entire SL life, most likely, unless you're just goofing off. So you don't want to waste too much linden on it. $150 is not bad. And for eight costumes, cost, what, 10 lindens to upload a texture, so 8, that's 80.
Ginger's doing the math for y'all, okay?
Exactly. So it's a good buy. It's a good buy. All right, this costume, I shouldn't bitch about too much because I'm also trying to make it. I bought this full perm witch's outfit set.
Yes, you did.
And
I gave up.
I've managed to make 2 that work. I'm having issues with. But everybody is making it. The deal is there are also a lot of people who are just about copying, because that's You get it, and it looks like that, so you can kind of see how it's
slow down, girl. Your screen is doing all kind of crazy stuff. We're not seeing what. And we're back. Sorry about that.
We are back, babies.
Probably got kicked out of the chat room, too. Fun?
Uh-oh. All right. Fun. So when you're back, are you back in the join me?
No, not yet. But go ahead. And send me a link, darling. Send me a link.
All right, hold on. I will copy a viewer to link, and I'm going to put it in the chat room because you're logging back into the chat room, right?
Not just yet. I will be shortly, though. I will be there shortly.
I'll pause the screen, put it in Skype. There we go.
Because that other PC decided to crash.
Oh, no. You know, it's going to be one of those nights all night long.
It's one of those days all day. See how I'm just, like, not even worrying. I'm just kind of rolling.
It happens. We have those nights. It's all right. It's all right.
No, that's why I have more than one computer. You just move to the next one and keep it rolling. See, now we're back in the chat room. Okay, I'm back in the chat room. I got to join me. Show me, darling. Show me what it is you want to show me.
All right. This full perm mesh witch outfit set from Mille Lamaco? I don't know. I'm probably saying your name wrong. Anyways, M-I, or M-L.
Melly
Lamaco. Mm-hmm. She makes a lot of the mesh that you see out there on the grid right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's very popular. This is her set, and when you get the mesh witch's costume, it comes in two designs, so you can kind of see how it's supposed to work. It comes in the purple, and it comes in the green. And you can see how she kind of overlaid a makeshift corset look to the front. And, It's kind of cute. It's not what I would have done, but it's kind of cute. Except that you've got these other people who were selling it, who bought it and sold it. And do you see this?
They didn't really change it.
No, they didn't really change it. They used the same purple texture. They changed this to orange. They changed that to orange, so it's not green. And they are.
Well, is she allowing?
No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to use her textures at all. They are just there to show you how to do it. The shadow maps are kind of iffy on that kind of thing, but the rest of it, the actual...
Oh, look, I'm all trying to click the X, like, let me see what else is down there. What does it say?
Yeah, this is...
I don't need to see. That's just bad habit.
But, no, this is not cool, people. This is copying. This is not even original, and this irritates me. I mean, I have been busting my ass personally trying to break this down and figure out how to do it from scratch, more or less, so that mine is more original and different than anybody else's, because I don't want to do this. I don't want to be called out on, you know, somebody's blog or somebody's show and not be all like, hey, look, this chick's copying.
Hey, Ginger, you copy.
No. Swept hours, literally hours over this stupid dress. I say stupid, but it's really not a stupid dress. It's an awesome dress. Opop took a different take on it, and they did a black corset. I don't know how they did this part. I would love to know how they did that.
If I knew how to do it, period, because I pulled out, remember all the stuff you sent me? I pulled it out and went to playing around with it. Like, I wanted to do the jumpsuit because I think those are going to be in fashion this winter for real, in real life. And I said, this is going to be cute. I'm going to get a bolero. I'm going to learn how to make the fur. And then I could not get it. I was like, bah, forget it.
I'm just slowly getting it together. I'm figuring out how to do this. Jeans are still beyond me because I haven't figured out how to do the correct.
Well, you know what I need for you to teach me how to do first is to make it mine, because you're like, first you need to attach it to a clear box. Then I'm like, what clear box? I don't have a clear box. Yeah, somebody I downloaded. Somebody is, you know, giving away a lot of their text, their mesh. They're like, you just need to make it your item so that you can actually, you know, make changes to it.
Oh, well, first you gotta tell me where to get this so I can look at it so I can figure it out. I can tell you.
I'll say, I got a bunch of them off the marketplace, but I was like, I can't do anything with these. She's like, first you need to link it and then unlink it, and then it'll be yours. I'm like, link it to what? Well, it needs to be linked to a transparent box. I'm like, okay, now I got too much work to do already.
Wow. No, that sounds awesome, but no. I don't know. I've not done anything like that. The mesh that I've got is, I mean, it comes in the mesh shape already, and it's mine. I just copy it out, and ta-da.
Well, whoever this is, and I'll show you later. Well, I can't get back into Frankie just yet, so it's going to be a minute. But
yeah.
As soon as I get Frankie back up and running, Frankie, let me in. Little Frankie, let me in. And she keeps going to sleep. She don't love me.
Aw, poor Frankie. Poor Frankie. Frankie's having issues. Frankie's having so many issues.
She's like, I'm tired. Oh, look at that.
That is another awesome costume. And another one that wouldn't take much to make.
I like the one to the left of it with the color wheel.
Yes, that is really awesome, too. No, these are cheap, these are easy, and these are just
great. I'm thinking about making me a green plumbob and just go as a Sim. I'm going to make it out of a headband. There you go.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Oh, look, iPhone dog. iDog, I guess, maybe. Pac-Man.
Okay, you can't show me that without me thinking of the Pac-Man movie that was done. Where was it done? In the Netherlands or wherever, where they're doing Pac-Man via the store? A 12-sided die. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Is that a 12-sided die?
I think that's more.
Is that the Death Star below him?
That is the Death Star below him.
Oh, see, some of you see geeks come up with the best costumes. I like the Facebook page. It's old, of course, from Facebook. Look at that YouTube
page.
Love it. Oh my God! I so need to have a geek Halloween party.
That's a Zune.
That's not a Zune. That's an iPod.
Is that an iPod? Oh, it looks like a Zune. My bad.
No, that's the original iPod.
No, Zune should sue Apple.
Wait a minute. Who did it first? That's an Apple. Is that an iPhone next to it? That's an iPhone.
That's an iPhone next to it. I don't know. This is another iPad. iPod.
So is that supposed to be Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs. He's got the head on. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, the guy from the Apple commercial.
Oh, and what is he supposed to be? Oh, more Minecraft.
Yes, oh my God, he is. He's a Minecraft guy.
He's the middle fingers?
Oh my God.
Wrong.
I didn't notice that. Oh my goodness. All right, that is cute, but you know that's going to be uncomfortable, hot, and heavy.
You can't dance in that.
No.
You can't kiss people in that. That's not sexy.
No, it's not. Props for being super nerdy, but you're not going to get laid in that.
Okay, I don't know what y'all are trying to do, but it needs to be bigger.
I'm not quite sure. That's the blue screen of death, but I'm not sure what that is.
It's color, just the color wheel he has on. Is that an old Apple?
That's an old Apple. Oh, my God, that's an old Apple.
Oh, man, you people are out of order.
Totally. And this is, I have no idea.
Facebook.
That's Facebook?
Or is it MySpace?
I think that's MySpace.
Oh my God, is that MySpace?
Oh my God, that is MySpace. That is MySpace.
Oh my God, is that what MySpace is? Oh my God, it is. Ew.
Where do I recognize that chick from?
I don't know. She has a familiar face.
She does. And then we've got,
I don't know who they're supposed to be, but that's an epic fail.
Yeah, you failed on that dude. I don't know who that's supposed to be.
Is that a Wiimote? Oh my God, it's
a Wiimote. Wiimote! That's awesome.
Look, this is look at it. Yeah.
Pac-Man Arcade.
You know, I saw one of those, what was I watching? Believe it or not, what is it, European Vacation? National Lampoon's Vacation. And I saw one of those in the movie. I was like, oh, my God, is that one of those little old handheld Pac-Man arcades?
That would be amazing. Because you did mention pumpkins. I did actually have pumpkins pulled up. Spock pumpkin.
Oh.
Spock pumpkin.
My God. Wait a minute. Is that amazing. Old Spock or the new Spock? That looks like the new Spock.
No, that's the old Spock.
That's not Leonard Nimoy.
That is Leonard Nimoy.
I think that's what's his face.
No, that's Leonard Nimoy.
Are you sure? Because that looks like what's his face.
October 14th of 2008.
Okay.
That's Leonard Nimoy.
You're right.
Not the best, but it's Leonard Nimoy.
Well, that means that guy looks a lot like Leonard Nimoy. Aww.
That's Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Yeah, that's awesome.
Get him, Mr. B.
Yes, just awesome. You know, and I've seen these you know, because they started these, what, like 5-6 years ago, everybody started doing these whole little weird carvings on the pumpkins instead of actually doing the faces. I can't do that. I cannot do that.
But you know how? It's actually a kit that tells you how to do it, and you have to make your, you draw your pattern, you know, like you would get, you know, Big Daddy or whoever it is that you wanted, and you draw it out, and then I don't know the whole process, but you can find these at Target, a kit on how to do it.
I'll have to check Target.
Droid.
I know when I saw this one, I was like, oh, I have to. It's the droid pumpkin. Droid pumpkin.
I just saw it on a page right before the other computer decided to die.
I might be able to do this one. This one doesn't look so hard. I think I can do this one.
Can you do it with a bow tie?
That'd be a staple of bow tie on them. I don't know.
Be cute, though, actually.
It would be. I know. And it's like, you know, I live out in the boonies. I get all my trick-or-treaters at once because out here they do hay rides. And so they all come by at once in one big
bunch
ride. Yeah. I get like 20 kids at once.
You have been missing out on the most important thing you could have ever done. You should have had a haunted trail just around your house ending at the front.
I would have done that if I weren't afraid that there were all kinds of dangerous stuff.
that's why you map it out and you block it off. That's what I don't have a trail when they come, but I do lead them to the front door.
I want this.
That looks warm. And I'd wear that just all the time. Forget Halloween. Yes,
that does look warm, but it's Wookiee. And no, I can't make the noise.
That's what we need Blaster for.
Yes. That is just awesome. And there's Princess Peach. And I don't know who this chick is.
Who is she supposed to be? Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know who she is. Hold on. Let me see if I can find. Is it going to tell me? It's not going to tell me who these people are.
Mouse over it.
Nope.
Maybe it's a next.
It's a next. Maybe it'll be a next. Oh, look at that. Wonder Woman.
Oh.
That's not the best one. That's not a bad one. It's Batman. Batman jumper. Made of vintage-inspired fabric. Gives you the option to mix and match a costume however you'd like.
I don't like it.
I like the boot.
I like it, but I don't like it for what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is cute.
Oh.
That is the flower from Mario, the piranha plant.
Teeth and all. Look at the teeth by the boobs.
Oh, see, as always, the boobs are going to get you guys. Pop Sugar, thank you. Hello Kitty. That's
the most
fail Hello Kitty I've ever seen in my life.
No, girl. Try again.
Princess Peach.
Cute.
Very, very cute. That dress has to be heavy, though. Ewok. Oh, you can be the Ewok, or you can be a Wookiee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ginger wants.
I want, because I want to be the Ewok.
I'll be the Wookiee.
Oh, my God. I mean, I love the Wookiee, too, but it's the Ewok.
Oh, that's for winter. Forget it. Like I said, all the time.
Han Solo with boobs, and I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. That doesn't look like anything.
Mm-mm. That is cute. I'm sorry. That's cute. The TARDIS. Doctor Who. You'll never forget your first doctor. Yay.
All right. You know what? We actually got to go.
We do got to go. But tune in next Tuesday. We're going to have more geekery for you. And hopefully we'll have snow this time.
Now, tomorrow, we will not be here in the morning. Do not panic. You can listen to this.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We will not be here in the morning.
We will not be here in the morning. You wait until Thursday. We will have returned to wreak havoc upon your lives yet again.
Yes, we will. Oh, my God. These masks should be outlawed. I cut my tongue open on one of those when I was a kid.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about those masks? Oh, yeah. I remember those. I did cut my face on one.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say it was a Yoda one.
Mine was a devil.
And I stuck my tongue through it, and...
Yes, because you always want to stick your tongue out.
Yes, and that last was sharp.
Oh, he's adorable.
He was.
Now, you know what? Zombies are real easy to do.
Well, this one, you know, I'm going to save this one for next week, because this one actually has a whole smartphone app with it.
I have to find Baby Nature's zombie picture. She was a zombie year before last. She had the whole cracked face and everything.
Aww.
and a bloody t-shirt underneath. It was hilarious. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Stay out of trouble.
Bye. Yes. Ooh, they are? Ooh. Don't be looking at my porn. That's my midget porn.